Hey, this is Amber Darst, Dental Insurance Coordinator for Managed Outsource Solutions. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit today about billing and specifically the CDT codes that can be quite challenging when billing. We all know that CDT codes change frequently, and it can definitely be hard to keep up with. I know keeping a copy of the most up-to-date CDT code book to refer to is very helpful, as well as keeping an eye out for the annual changes that may have taken place, such as new, deleted, or revised codes. Watching for these changes can help avoid a coding error leading to a claim denial. So let's discuss some of the common coding and claim submission challenges. Like I had stated earlier, the CDT codes that change. Annually, you can expect to see revised, deleted, and newly added codes. This accommodates any new technologies, materials, and/or procedures. As of January 1st of 2020, there are 37 new codes, 5 revised codes, and 6 deleted codes. So it's very important to make note of these changes. Another issue is troublesome procedure codes. There are a few codes out there that you really have to jump through some hoops to get approved. A couple examples are the D4341 for periodontal scaling and root planing, D2740, which is a crown, and the D2950 for core buildup. These codes specifically require the most supporting documentation for adjudication, and they're the most often rejected upon first submission. So just make sure you include pre and post-op x-rays, as well as a narrative stating why these procedures were necessary when you very first submit this claim. This will help aid in a quicker claim approval. And sometimes the dentist may find that there's no CDT code to accurately describe the service that they provided. Sometimes this occurs when the delivery of new or modified dental procedures and the CDT code maintenance process are not synchronized. In this situation, the ADA recommends that an unspecified procedure by report code be considered, such as the D2999, which is labeled unspecified restorative procedure by report. Any code that says by report must be accompanied by documentation that describes the service that was provided. And then, of course, there are other issues outside of coding that can lead to a claim denial. The coverage limitations, exclusions, waiting period, and the least expensive alternative treatment provisions are a few examples with some of the patient's different insurance policies. These types of policy-based denials are difficult to overcome, so verifying a patient's benefits before the date of service can greatly help avoid this issue. And let's see here. So as a quick little summary, here are some of the best practices you can implement to ensure effective coding and accurate claim submission to reduce the risk of denials and possible allegations of fraud. First, you want to make sure you use the most precise and up-to-date code to reflect the procedure performed. And then also submit supporting documentation such as narratives and x-rays. Always make sure that the x-rays are labeled with the patient's name and the date on which they were taken. And the narrative should be clear and concise and also state the diagnosis and the reason why the procedure was performed. Also, ensure that all of the patient's personal information is entered correctly on the claim, such as their date of birth, social security number, insurance policy, group number, etc. And lastly, if a claim is denied stating lack of dental necessity, even if all the required information and documentation have been submitted, you can file an appeal. Refer to the descriptor listed under that specific code in the CDT code book and refile the claim with the better explanation as to why the services were provided. I hope this helps, but always remember, documentation and a thorough knowledge of payer regulations and guidelines is critical to ensure accurate reimbursement for the procedures performed. Thanks for listening in.